Once Upon a Tune.
There's a land where the young in heart can dream their dreams forever. Set a course on your fancy's chart and let's go there together.
The Columbia Workshop presents something new in American radio. Once Upon a Tune, a program for all the young in heart, no matter what their age may be. At the request of many listeners, the 10th chapter in Columbia's book of radio cartoons is a special repeat performance of Tortilla Jones, a tale told in the words and lyrics of Ray Darby, set to the lilting tunes composed and conducted by Morris Cerdan.
Thomas Jones has the biggest imagination of any boy I ever knew. One of his best stories is about the time he was a fireman.
I was the chief of number 13 Brigade, and I used to drive my bright red car about 1,000 miles an hour. I'd dodge and twist and turn through the traffic, and people would jump out of the way. And as I went past, I'd hear them saying...
What was that, a skyrocket?
Was it a comet?
Was it a B-29 bomber?
Was it a flash of lightning?
No, it was Fire Chief Thomas Jones of Number 13 Brigade. Hooray for Thomas Jones!
And when I got to the fire, I used to rush right into the smoke and flame. I wasn't as scared of anything. Not me. I'd rush up to the 25th floor and I'd carry out 2 or 3 people at a time. And when I got them out, they'd say...
Thank you, Fire Chief Jones. You have saved my life and that of my dear little daughter, Amelia. I am going to reward you well, Fire Chief Jones. Please accept this check for $1,000,000. It may repay you in some measure for risking your life to save mine and that of my dear little daughter, Amelia.
And then there are the stories he tells about the time when he was an explorer in darkest Africa and tamed a wild lion so that it did his bidding, just like a big friendly puppy dog. And when he was a pilot in the war and shot down 18 enemy planes at one time without any help whatsoever, even though his aeroplane had one wing shot off. And when he was a detective and solved the mysterious Kublai Khan diamond case after trailing the thieves halfway around the world. Yes, Thomas Jones has a marvelous imagination. But I still think his story about when he was Tortilla Jones, the famous Texas Ranger, is about the best one of all.
They call me Tortilla because in Mexican, or something, that means the terrible, or something.
He had a horse called Sterling. It was a very clever and beautiful horse.
Sterling wouldn't let anybody else but me ride him. And when I was on the trail of any desperados, I'd leap into the saddle and yell, "Hi-ho, Sterling! Away!" And he'd be off like the wind. There wasn't a horse in the whole Wild West that could catch him.
All through that bold, bad, desperate country, they used to sing about the bravery of Tortilla Jones.
Tortilla Jones, he's the roughest, toughest, hardest shooting hombre. Tortilla Jones, the biggest, bravest, rootin' tootin' hombre in the story zone.
He's the man who single-handed captured Desperate Bill and surrounded 20 rustlers on the Dead Man's Hill.
He's the man who single-handed captured Desperate Bill and surrounded 20 rustlers on the Dead Man's Hill. Tortilla Jones, he's the roughest, toughest, hardest shooting hombre. Tortilla Jones,
he's the terror of the bandits and the bad men all. How they scatter with a clatter when they hear him call.
Tortilla Jones, he's the roughest, toughest, hardest shooting hombre. Tortilla Jones,
biggest, bravest, rootin' tootin' hombre in the forest. Oh!
Whenever there was trouble, they'd always send for me because they knew I wasn't scared of anything. And all the bad guys were scared of me. One time I had a lot of trouble at Desert Gulch. There was a gang of desperate desperados called the Spider Gang. And they were the most desperate desperados in the whole world. So naturally, the people sent for me.
He'll run this Spider Gang right out of the country.
Tortilla Jones, he'll save us.
Send for Tortilla Jones, the bravest Texas Ranger in the world.
Who's there?
Tortilla himself! Hooray for Tortilla Jones! Hip, hip, hooray!
Well, Sheriff, Tortilla Jones is at your service.
At last. Reckon you've heard about this Spider Gang, Tortilla. They're the most dangerous bandits I've ever run across.
The more dangerous they are, the better I like them. Sheriff, I'm the fastest drawing hombre in the whole West.
Gee.
Gosh. That's just to show you how fast I can shoot.
I'd sure hate to have you on my trail, Tortilla. There's only one other man who can shoot that fast. The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger and I are very great friends. Ever since that time I saved his life in Indian Creek.
You did?
Sure. Now about this Spider Gang, Sheriff.
Well, they hide out in the hills. And every time a stagecoach comes along with a big payroll, they ambush it.
Yeah, ambush it.
We put guards on the coaches, but it doesn't do any good.
No good.
We don't know what to do now. We've tried everything, Tortilla.
Yeah, everything.
It's a good thing you sent for me, Sheriff.
Do you think you could capture this terrible gang?
Ask my very good friend Superman. I got him out of a fix when he was in the clutches of the Moon People.
Was that you too?
Of course. And I'll capture this Spider Gang for you, single-handed.
Single-handed?
Tortilla, you're the bravest man I ever knew. But I'm mighty worried about the $1 million payroll that's going to Mountain City on the stage tomorrow. This Spider is sure to be after it.
You can quit worrying right now, Sheriff. Tortilla Jones will be riding guard on that stage.
Good. Be at the express office at dawn, Tortilla, and be sure all six of your six guns are oiled up.
Nellie.
Are we nearly there, driver?
Yep. The Spider Gang usually strikes about a mile up the trail. Oh, I'm sure glad you're riding guard this trip, Tortilla.
I'll be ready for them. Never fear, driver. Tortilla Jones can strike, too.
Well, then I'll just sing a little song, if you don't mind. Just to settle my nerves.
Get up, horses. We got to get into Mountain City before dark. Get up now. Get along.
I'm riding on the stage through the sage, and the dust rises high in the sky. Then I'm thinking of the day when I'll journey far away to the land where the dust never blows.
Then giddy up, Nellie.
Night and day all the way, and the wheels sing a tune to the moon. They are singing of a place where a man can slow the pace, and the sage on the hill greener grows.
Then giddy up, Nellie.
Hey, Tortilla.
Yes?
Watch out up ahead there. Up where the trail goes between them two big rocks.
I'm watching. Keep right on going, driver. Don't slow down.
Okay.
Any sign of them yet?
Nope. Not yet.
Drive on.
Hey, Tortilla. Look up ahead.
It's the spider himself.
Shall I stop, Tortilla?
No, I still have a trick on my sleeve. I brought along a little jet propulsion engine that I invented. Where do I attach it? There. Now hang on, driver. We're going to take off.
Say, I never heard of anything like it. We're flying.
Oh, it's nuts. I got the idea from my very good friend, Flash Gordon. I guess we fooled a spider this
time. We sure have. Say, I like this fine. It sure beats driving along that dusty old trail. Get up, engine!
We won't go too fast. Not more than 1,000 miles an hour. We might... Hey, look!
What's the matter?
The spider, he's flying up an enormous spider web.
They don't call me the spider for nothing.
Let's turn around. Let's go back.
I can't. It's too late.
Jump out,
no!
Then. We'll be caught. Look out. Oh, help!
Where am I?
Say your prayers, Mr. Tortilla Jones. I've got you now. You're helpless, and you're in my power. I'm the spider.
You fiend!
So we meet at last, Tortilla Jones. I've waited for this moment ever since you and Dick Tracy captured my brother, Grapefruit Face.
So Grapefruit Face was your brother?
Yes, and now at last I have you at my mercy.
You can't frighten me, spider.
Can't I? We'll see about that. Hey, slug!
Yep. Was you calling me, spider?
Who else would I be calling? Come here.
Oh, sure. Yep. Say, is this Tortilla Jones?
This is the famous Tortilla Jones.
He's kind of little, ain't he?
I may be small, but I'm a wildcat when I'm aroused. You'd better watch out.
Shall I tie him up, boss?
Yes, tie him up. I'll go and get the payroll out of the stagecoach.
Okay, boss.
I'm taking you to my hideout in the hills, Tortilla. Oh, I'm the happiest bandit in all the wild and woolly West. At last, I've captured Tortilla Jones.
I'm a very lucky bandit, yes, I am.
You can say that again.
I have robbed the stage, and now I'm going to scram.
Me too.
But I've got Tortilla Jones, and I feel it in my bones.
It's rheumatism.
That I'll have no further trouble from that man.
We'll fix him good.
That I'll have no further trouble from that man.
We'll fix Tortilla.
That I'll have no further trouble from that man.
Well, Thomas, don't stop now.
I thought I was done for that time.
But what happened?
The spider took me to his hideout in the hills.
But what happened after that? You can't drop your story right in the most exciting part.
I thought I'd run home and see if the funny papers are there yet.
But couldn't that wait?
Flash Gordon was supposed to be blown up in an atom explosion today.
Flash Gordon can wait. What about you? There you were in the clutches of the spider.
Tied hand and foot, don't forget.
Tied hand and foot.
And guarded.
Guarded, too. But did you escape?
Of course I escaped.
How?
I'm just trying to remember. Let's see now. There I was, tied hand and foot. And they put me in a little shack while Slug stood guard outside the door. But they couldn't keep me prisoner. Not Tortilla Jones. When it grew dark, I carefully opened the window. Just a little way. And when I had it open, I put my head out and whistled softly. Like this. At first, there wasn't a sound. So I whistled again. And then I heard a faint thumping of hoofs. They came up to my window, very quietly.
me, Tortilla.
Good old fella, good boy.
What are you doing in there?
I was captured by the spider. How did you manage to follow me, Sterling?
I use my radar equipment, naturally.
Good boy, Sterling.
Hey, how are you going to get out of there, Tortilla?
I thought you might reach your head in and bite the ropes off my wrists.
Okay. Turn around and stand close to the wall.
Got it?
Just about. Now, one more good nip should do it. There you are. Now your hands are free.
Good boy, Sterling. I'll give you a nice tender carrot when we get home.
I'd just as soon have an apple if it's all the same to you.
All right, then. I'll give you an apple. Now listen carefully, Sterling. I want you to jump around and make an awful noise back here. Slug will come running around to see what's happening. And when he does, I'll dash out the front door, race around to the back, and grab him.
Good idea, Tortilla.
Now, are you ready?
All set, Tortilla.
Here we go. Now!
Hey, what's going on back there?
It sounds like Tortilla Jones. Maybe he's trying to escape out the back window.
Say, you think so? Maybe he is.
Why don't you go around there and see?
I think I will. Now, don't you try any funny stuff while I'm gone.
I won't. I sure hope you catch that Tortilla, Slug.
Yeah. They better not try anything but me. Hey, you're Tortilla Jones. Hey, what are you trying to do?
I got you, Slug. Once Tortilla has you in a steely grip, you might as well give up.
Oh, what a steely grip.
Don't try to move now. This is the grip I use when I'm wrestling lions and tigers.
I give up.
It's a good thing you do. Now, where's the spider?
He's over there in the cabin counting the money.
We'll soon put a stop to that. Sterling!
Are you calling me, Tortilla?
Yes. Come around here a minute. I've captured Slug.
Oh, goody.
Now we've got to go and capture the spider, Sterling.
Who did you say this one was?
This is Slug.
Oh, how do you do, Slug?
How do you do? Say, what is this? Are you a horse?
What do I look like? A yak or something?
But how did you learn to talk?
He took lessons from Donald Duck. Now listen, I want you to walk ahead of me toward the cabin. That's it.
Tortilla Jones rides again.
Hey, Tortilla, what kind of horse is he anyway?
Sterling is a brother of Silver, the Lone Ranger's horse. Say something else, Sterling.
Oh,
go ahead.
This is silly.
Sterling!
Oh, all right, then. I'm Tortilla Jones, just follow me, no horse. I'm so clever, I can really talk, of course. I speak English, French, and Latin with a tongue as smooth as satin, and I even sent a message once in Morse. I'm a pixelated, educated nag. My infinitives will never split or sag. I know Webster back and forward. I could even think of more words, but I'd really rather not. I hate to brag.
Well, for goodness sake.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't always ask me to recite Tortilla. It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing? It's stupendous.
Sterling is a very talented horse. Now go on, Slug. Lead the way to the cabin. And no funny tricks now. We still gotta go and capture the spider. Sterling, this will be the greatest test of our lives. Is that the cabin, Slug? Up ahead?
That's it. What am I doing now?
Let me think. I could blast it with my atom ray guns. I could just make it disappear, the way my friend Mandrake the Magician taught me.
Why not handle it in your own inimitable way, Tortilla?
I believe I will. Slug, I want you to call a spider to come out.
What am I saying?
Say anything. Just call him out.
Okay. Hey, spider. Spider, it's me, Slug.
Why are you calling me, Slug?
Yeah. Come out here for a minute, Spider.
What for?
I got something to tell you.
Well, why don't you come here and tell me?
No, you come here.
Who's that out there? You got somebody with you, Slug?
Who, me?
Who's that with you?
Only a talking horse, that's all.
What?
A talking horse.
Well, let's hear him talk.
Hi, Spider.
Hi, horse.
See?
Hey, that's Tortilla Jones' horse. I'd know his voice anywhere. This is a trick.
Put up your hands, Spider. Tortilla Jones rides again.
Oh, no, you don't. You'll never capture me alive, Tortilla Jones.
What happened? To the bullets, I mean.
Thanks to my special cosmic ray treatment, the bullets bounced off like rubber balls. Watch out, Spider! I'm coming after you!
Oh!
You got him, Tortilla!
I merely shot his gun out of his hand.
What accuracy!
Come, Sterling. We'll go and get the Spider, and then we'll take these two desperate criminals back to stand trial.
Be careful, Tortilla.
You'll never take me back alive!
Watch out!
Oh!
Tortilla! Tortilla!
Story? I thought the Spider had me that time.
You weren't killed, were you, Thomas?
No, but it was very close. The Spider's last bullet knocked my beanie hat off.
What happened then?
I think I see Stinky Brown coming down the street with a funny...
Oh, but you've got to finish your story first. What happened after the Spider nearly got you?
The Spider forgot that Tortilla Jones had the courage of a lion. I was shaking a little, but when he came rushing out to get me, I was ready for him.
Tortilla Jones at last. I got Tortilla Jones.
No, you don't, Spider. I still got my bare hands. We'll fight this out man to man.
All right. Oh, what phenomenal strength.
You're done for, Spider.
Oh, heck.
This is the end for you, Spider.
Oh, gee.
I'm going to take you back to justice and we'll return the payroll you stole. Let this be a lesson to you. Crime does not pay. Come on, Sterling, we're riding back to Desert Gulch.
Here he comes. Tortilla Jones coming back.
And look, he's captured the Spider.
Tortilla Jones always gets his man.
Hooray!
Tortilla Jones.
I'm the roughest, toughest, hardest shooting hombre. I'm
Tortilla Jones.
Biggest, bravest, rootin' tootin' hombre in the torrid zone.
He's the man who single-handed captured Desperate Bill and surrounded 20 rustlers on the Dead Man's Hill.
I'm the man who single-handed captured Desperate Bill and surrounded 20 rustlers on the Dead Man's Hill.
Tortilla Jones.
I'm the roughest, toughest, hardest shootin' hombre. I'm
Tortilla Jones.
We'll have to give Tortilla the $10,000 reward for the capture of the Spider.
He certainly deserves it.
Well, let's find him.
Why, let's go.
Where's Tortilla? Has anybody seen Tortilla Jones?
Hi, ho, Sterling! Hey,
wait! What about the reward, Tortilla? Aren't you gonna take it?
We don't want any reward, Sterling. We work for justice, and justice has been done. On to further adventures. Hi, ho, Sterling! Hey, way!
Now, perhaps you'll understand why I always consider that to be one of Thomas Jones' best stories. He certainly has a tremendous imagination, that boy.
I can tell you a better one than that, even. Did you ever hear about the time when I was up north? It was so cold, it must have been about 200 below zero. But I wasn't as scared. I'm not as scared of anything.
Thomas? Thomas Jones?
Yes, Mom?
Did you come in this house with mud on your feet a few minutes ago?
Well, yes, I guess I did.
You come in here this minute and mop up the floor. I've told you 1,000 times to take your rubbers off at the door.
Oh, but
this minute, Thomas. Did you hear me?
Yes, Mom. I'll I'll tell you about the other time I wasn't scared of anything when I come out again.
Thomas?
Yes, Mom, I'm coming.
Tortilla Jones, he's not the toughest, hardest shooting hombre. It's Tortilla Jones, the biggest, bravest, rootin' tootin' hombre in the
He's the man who helped Dick Tracy capture Grapefruit Face, and he solved the very mystifying diamond case.
He's the man who helped Dick Tracy capture Grapefruit Face, and he solved the very mystifying diamond case. Tortilla Jones, he's the roughest, toughest, hardest shooting no man. He's Tortilla Jones, the biggest, bravest, rootin' tootin' hombre in the forest.
That's all about Tortilla Jones, Chapter 10 in our book of radio cartoons entitled Once Upon a Tune. Ray Darby wrote the story, Morris Certain drew the musical illustrations, and the radio edition under the auspices of the Columbia Workshop was produced and directed by Carl Beyer. Richard Leone played Thomas, alias Tortilla Jones, and Joe DeSantis was our storyteller. Next week, we will follow the attempts of Fiddle, the perennial politician, to make good on his latest and greatest campaign promise. No more rainy Saturdays.
No more rainy Saturdays. The weather's on the way. The forecast for today is sunshine, blue sky. No more rainy Saturdays for folks like you and me.
Tune in next week at the same time and hear why candidate Fiddle begins electioneering in the spring on No More Rainy Saturdays, Chapter 11 in the series Once Upon a Tune.
There's a land where the young in heart can dream their dreams forever. Sail a course on your fancy star and let's forever.
This is Sandy Becker for CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.